I'm Julie Steele, and North Shore Church will present 110 in the Shade this weekend through July 25th. Blake Harris is director of Leap of Faith Productions.
It's 110 in the Shade by N. Richard Nash, and the music and lyrics by Tom Jones and Harvey Schmidt. Same people who did the Fantastics.
Showtimes are Thursday through Saturday at 7:30 and Sundays at 2:30 at St. Luke's United Methodist Church.
People can expect to see a very different musical theater type show. It's set in the 1930s during a drought in the Midwest. It's an extremely hot time, and it parallels the discontentment of the main character, Lizzie Curry, who is in her search for love. And so throughout the story, a con man comes in town promising rain and hope to the entire town. So through this story, we see somewhat of a love triangle develop between the con man, Lizzie, and the sheriff of the town. And you don't quite know where Lizzie's going to go in this journey. It's a beautiful story, and I am reminded over and over by my cast members just how different this musical is in comparison to other musicals that they've done. It's just a very interesting work.
Buy myself a brand new dress that's cut way down to here.
Oh, Lizzie.
Harris explains that the cast is made up of a diverse group of actors.
The cast is amazing, truly amazing. It's such a diverse cast because we have some people like Rebecca Clark, who plays the lead character, Lizzie Curry, who is so experienced in musical theater and has a very strong opera background, as well as Terrence Wright, who's toured professionally with theater companies and just such a solid resume in musical theater, to people who this is their first time ever performing on stage. We have a very diverse cast and experience, but everyone's come together and it's such a solid production.
110 in the Shade is based on Nash's 1954 play The Rainmaker. Following the success of The Fantastics, the project was the composing team's first for Broadway. The original score was almost operatic in scope, and when the show's running time proved to be too long, the creative team began trimming numbers, eventually discarding nearly as many as were heard in the finished product.
I'll be so raunchy, dancing in my pink and green satin.
St. Luke's United Methodist has been producing musicals for the past 16 years.
They're a community theater program through the church. Anyone's welcome to be in these productions. It's a non-audition program. As long as you're willing to commit your summer to the production, you're welcome to join. And generally, if you are willing to commit that much time, you take it fairly seriously and you're willing to put in a lot of work. And that's exactly what this cast has done. They have put in so much work and so much time. I think it really shows.
The church is located at 3210 Signal Way, Chattanooga. The program was begun for the community and was started by Becky Bradford.
It was never the intent to do Christian musicals or to do anything that specifically has a very direct message. It was there to offer a theater experience to anyone who was interested. So many of us, including myself, who probably never would have been cast in anything at the time I was in fifth grade, they gave me a chance. And ever since then, that's my life focus. That's what I'm going into is theater. So it started out with just giving anyone a chance who wanted to have a theatrical experience in any capacity. You wanted to be on stage, backstage, working lights or crew, or if you wanted to play in the orchestra or simply hand out programs, they offered you that experience. It's quite an incredible program, and that's why I'm back directing with them.
Harris first directed Bye Bye Birdie for the church.
I've also directed Schoolhouse Rock Live this past winter, and I'm also scheduled to direct their upcoming production in the winter, which is Alice in Wonderland, developed by the Manhattan Project in the 70s.
Blake Harris, director of Leap of Faith Productions. He is a women's studies major with a minor in theater at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. For more information on 110 in the Shade or the production company of St. Luke's United Methodist Church, call 423-877-6447. To hear the show again, go online to wutc.org and click on Around and About. For Around and About, I'm Julie Steele.
Around and About is a production of WUTC with contributions by the staff and volunteers of WUTC.